So my name is Quincy Cromer. I'm the field services captain with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and also the public information officer. We, the Sheriff's Office, received reports on Wednesday, February 26th of 2025, just about 7:40 in the evening, of a 911 hang-up at a apartment complex that was in the 300 block of Brush Street in Ukiah. There was nothing heard on the 911 line, so using the GPS technology our dispatchers have access to from the cell phone, they were able to trace the call to that apartment complex in the 300 block of Brush Street. So deputies responded just to more check for any signs of a disturbance or anyone needing law enforcement assistance. And while checking the area and walking through the complex, they encountered a male adult subject who immediately turned around and fled from the presence of law enforcement personnel at the scene. One of the deputies there did recognize the male subject and knew that he was on post-release community supervision. We call it PRCS. So it's essentially like a form of local parole when somebody's released early from prison and then they are supervised by the local probation department. But they could be subject to be sent back to prison if they violate that or do local prison time as well. So this person who they identified and knew as from prior law enforcement contacts to be on PRCS, they turned and pursued the adult male on foot, but lost visual of the subject pretty quickly once he ran south of the complex and fled towards the apartments that are on North Orchard Avenue, just south of that complex. We checked the area extensively for that subject, but were unable to locate the person. So they continued to investigate the 911 call and investigate the person they knew fled from them and reviewed video surveillance footage from the apartment complex. And upon reviewing that, they positively identified the person they thought that ran from them as the 29-year-old male from Ukiah, whose name is being withheld at this time, confirmed that that person is on PRCS, the post-release community supervision in Mendocino County, and then continued reviewing the surveillance footage and identified a truck that that person arrived at the complex in and determined that that pickup was reported as stolen by law enforcement agencies in Contra Costa County. So to continue that investigation, the deputies recovered and towed the stolen pickup and reviewed all applicable footage and surveillance and then issued what we call an order to an arrest or a BOLO, a be on the lookout is what it stands for the adult male subject for possession of a stolen car, resisting, delaying, or obstructing a peace officer from fleeing from them, and then another section for violating the terms of post-release community supervision. So fast forward last night again on February 26th at about 10:15 p.m., Sheriff's Office deputies responded to the area of the Oar Creek Bridge near Brush Street due to the Ukiah Police Department receiving calls and reports of a male subject heard yelling in the creek area. To further describe the area, there's a creek that runs from Oar Street off of Brush to North Orchard, and there's a bridge at Oar Street, and there's a bridge at North Orchard. He was between those two bridges about 50 yards west of the North Orchard Bridge. So deputies, Ukiah police officers, and California Highway Patrol officers all responded to the incident in the creek to investigate, requested medical personnel to stage in the area due to the nature of the call of somebody yelling potentially for help. And upon arrival, law enforcement located the same 29-year-old adult male from the earlier 911 call. They gave the subject orders and commands to exit the creek. The subject did not comply with those lawful orders. As a result, our deputies and law enforcement personnel entered the creek area into the water to arrest the subject and escort him out of the creek bed. The subject was handcuffed, and he was immediately exhibiting symptoms of an altered level of consciousness while being arrested, not responding to commands, not communicating appropriately as you would expect somebody to do. So it was determined that this person was likely experiencing a medical emergency, so they physically carried the subject from the creek to the nearby bank. And due to the medical emergency, the handcuffs were removed. They administered numerous doses of Narcan, which can help reverse the potential effects of an opioid overdose. There was a positive reaction to the Narcan, so there is a potential that there could have been some sort of drugs involved in this incident, because usually if somebody is not experiencing an opioid overdose, then they wouldn't react positively to that medication. They continued emergency life-saving efforts. They summoned the medical personnel to continue in and the person was the medical personnel continued emergency life-saving efforts and transported the person to the Venice Health Ukiah Valley Emergency Room. At the emergency room, he was escorted with law enforcement, obviously. At the emergency room, life-saving efforts were continued for approximately 30 minutes until medical professionals pronounced the 29-year-old male deceased at about 11:04 p.m. And due to the circumstances of the entire incident that I just synopsized, the detectives from the sheriff's office did respond and took over the investigations. They contacted investigators from the Mendocino County District Attorney's Office and then the administrators from the other law enforcement agencies that were involved. And the Mendocino County officer-involved fatal incident protocol was initiated due to the decedent being in our custody at the time of death. At this time, there's a lot of things that are still under investigation. The official cause and manner of death is pending post-mortem examination or an autopsy, which has been scheduled for Monday. Often with those, they will include like blood alcohol tests and toxicology tests, which can take 6 to 8 weeks or extended periods of time. So the investigation will continue while awaiting the autopsy report and then the results of other forensic examinations and tests. And then at the end of that investigation, a forensic pathologist will determine the official cause and manner of death for this decedent. So, again, I mentioned before, the name of the decedent is being withheld at this time to properly identify and notify the legal next of kin for the 29-year-old male that passed away. And additional information will be released as it becomes available during our continuing investigation. And we are requesting anyone with information regarding this incident or investigation to call the sheriff's office at 707-463-4086 and press option 1 to talk to dispatch. And information can also be provided anonymously by calling the non-emergency tip line at 707-234-2100.